This is All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. 50,000 vaccination appointments in Massachusetts were snapped up this morning, less than 2 hours after they became available. But many people who are eligible to receive the vaccine were not able to schedule an appointment. Last week, a rush of people trying to schedule appointments caused the state's website to crash. The inability to make appointments was a focus of a legislative oversight hearing today as lawmakers grilled Governor Charlie Baker over the vaccine rollout. WBUR's Steve Brown joins us with more. And Steve, what did the governor tell lawmakers about the rollout?
Well, Lisa, he said per capita, Massachusetts is actually doing pretty well. He trotted out some statistics that he's been touting for a few weeks. Of course, that's of little solace to the folks who logged on to the state website this morning only to wait and wait and then not get an appointment. Many of those folks get angry and then they call their legislators, who in turn were ready to show their displeasure with the governor. Here's Arlington State Senator Cindy Friedman.
Frankly, I am just baffled at what we've been through. And my experience of this is very different than the one you've laid out. The twists and turns, the change in plans, the communication that changes depending on who you are talking to. I can say, as someone who has been involved in this process and deeply involved since last March, that even I, with all my knowledge, am completely at a loss as to what is going on at times and what is going to come next.
Now, the governor maintains the biggest problem right now is the limited vaccine supply. The feds are only sending about 135,000 doses to Massachusetts per week. Baker says we need to be getting a lot more than that to meet demand.
And what did lawmakers say about what Baker said? Did they accept the reasoning?
Well, they know that the limited supply is a factor, and we are dependent on the feds and the vaccine manufacturers for getting more. But they're still upset over the website crash. Senator Eric Lesser of Longmeadow pressed the governor on this.
You said on February 17th that 1 million new people would be eligible. You were also then asked directly, will the website be ready? And you said, quote, it would be in, quote, good shape. Did you do a load analysis with your team, or did you ask your tech provider whether a load analysis had been done on 1 million new people being eligible?
What happened to the websites on us? I was incredibly
sorry to the 1 million people?
Of course. Absolutely. Definitely. Yes, of course. And it's going to be a constant challenge going forward that we don't have enough supply to serve the population that wants to get vaccinated. I hope at some point that's not true anymore.
Steve, we're hearing that there are a number of vendors involved in running the state's vaccine website, including a company from Maryland named PrepMod. And our colleague Angus Chen had a report on the company yesterday. I understand the head of PrepMod appeared before the committee today.
Yeah, she did. Tiffany Tate said that the Department of Public Health reached out to her company earlier last fall. PrepMod has experience when it comes to flu shots, so this was a natural transition for them. Tate said typically the site receives 1,000 requests per minute, but last week when people 65 plus and those with two health issues became eligible, that jumped to 70,000 per minute, or 4 million an hour. Tate was asked if the state had given her company a heads up that they were expanding the number of people who would be eligible. Here's what she had to say.
So we meet with the state of Massachusetts daily, and we had been asked to make preparations to the site in terms of some language that would indicate or have people to attest to what age they were and to make sure that they were eligible for the vaccine. So we had knowledge that this was coming. I personally did not know that it was happening on that particular day.
Tate said that the sudden surge in requests overwhelmed the state's website, but PrepMod was still able to process 60,000 requests for appointments last Thursday. They handled around the same number today.
One more question before we let you go, Steve. Today's hearing is not the only COVID-related news today. The governor announced he's expanding the kinds of businesses that can reopen.
Yeah, he is. And some are questioning the timing of today's announcement, as it may overshadow the legislative hearing. COVID case numbers and hospitalizations have been going down. That, along with the fact that more people are being vaccinated, has prompted the governor to ease some restrictions. So starting on Monday, indoor performance venues can open. Restaurants will no longer have capacity limits, but tables will need to still be 6 feet apart. Now, if those numbers hold, starting on March 22nd, Stadiums and arenas can open, but only at 12% capacity. But the bottom line here is there will be fans in the stands for the Red Sox home opener on April 1st.
Underscore the bottom line. Thank you very much, WBUR's Steve Brown.
Thanks, Lisa.